I scarcely know where to begin, though I sometimes facetiously place the cause of it all to Charlie Furuseth's credit. He kept a cottage in Mill Valley, under the shadow of Mount Tamalpais, and never occupied it except when he loafed through the winter months and read Nietzsche and Schopenhauer to rest his brain. Had it not been my custom to run up to see him every Saturday afternoon, and to stop over till Monday morning, this particular January Monday morning would not have found me afloat on San Francisco Bay. Not but that I was afloat in a safe craft, for the Martinez was a new ferry steamer, making the run between Sausalito and San Francisco. The danger lay in the heavy fog which blanketed the bay, and of which, as a landsman, I had little apprehension. In fact, I remember the placid exultation with which I took up my position on the forward upper deck, directly beneath the pilot house, and allowed the mystery of the fog to lay hold of my imagination. I was dimly conscious of the presence of the pilot, and of what I took to be the captain, in the glass house above my head. I remember thinking how comfortable it was, this division of labor, which made it unnecessary for me to study fogs, winds, tides, and navigation, in order to visit my friend, who lived across an arm of the sea. It was good that men should be specialists, I mused. Instead of having to devote my energy to the learning of a multitude of things, I concentrated it upon a few particular things, such as, for instance, the analysis of Poe's place in American literature, an essay of mine in the current edition of The Atlantic. A red-faced man, slamming the cabin door behind me, interrupted my reflections. He gazed around at the fog, stumped across the deck, and stood still by my side, legs wide apart, with an expression of keen enjoyment on his face. I was not wrong when I decided that his days had been spent on the sea. "It's nasty weather like this here that turns heads gray before their time," he said, with a nod toward the pilot house. "I had not thought there was any particular strain," I answered. "It seems as simple as ABC. They know the direction by compass, the distance, and the speed. I should not call it anything more than mathematical certainty." "Simple as ABC," he snorted. "How about this here tide that's rushing out through the Golden Gate? How fast is she ebbing? What's the drift, eh? Listen to that, will you? A bellbuoy, and we're atop of it. See 'em altering the course?" From out of the fog came the mournful tolling of a bell, and I could see the pilot turning the wheel with great rapidity. Our own whistle was blowing hoarsely, and from time to time the sound of other whistles came to us from out of the fog. A shrill little whistle came from directly ahead and from very near at hand. Our paddle wheels stopped, their pulsing beat died away, and then they started again. The whistle, like the chirping of a cricket, swiftly grew fainter. I looked to my companion for enlightenment.
"One of them daredevil launches," he said. "They're the cause of more trouble. Right away, they don't know the meaning of it."
I fell to dwelling upon the romance of the fog, like the gray shadow of infinite mystery, brooding over the whirling speck of earth, and men, mere motes of light and sparkle, riding their steeds of wood and steel through the heart of the mystery with incertitude and fear. The voice of my companion brought me back to myself.
"Hello, something coming our way. And you hear that? He's coming fast. Guess he don't hear us yet. Wind's in wrong direction."
The fresh breeze was blowing right down upon us, and I could hear the whistle plainly, off to one side and a little ahead. "Ferry boat?" I asked.
"Or he wouldn't be keeping up such a clip. They're getting anxious up there."
I glanced up. The captain had thrust his head out of the pilot house and was staring into the fog. Then everything happened, and with inconceivable rapidity. The fog seemed to break away as though split by a wedge, and the bow of a steamboat emerged, trailing fog wreaths on either side.